Liverpool Live. During my 50 years on radio, it's been my very great pleasure to interview many people from all walks of life in the entertainment world. There are funny poets. There are serious poets. There are poets where you just don't know what's going to come. And one man who is in that boat, because you never know what's going to be the end of his poem. That's why we call him the Punchline Poet, Keith Wilson.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Everything you need and everything you want, delivered to your door.
Liverpool Live. It's the Billy Butler Show through until 1 o'clock.
Billy Butler.
Liverpool Live. And my guest is with us, Keith Wilson. Welcome to the show, Keith. Good to see you again. And congratulations on the release of your single.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't do too much this week because I've had terrible toothache, and I'm telling everyone who can listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
No good. But what about this? I'm looking at some stuff on the telly where it's a toothpaste, and as you know, the toothpaste have new ingredients every single year.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one that you get
them in the tube these days. Yeah. You know? But there's one that I saw advertised which said if you just put a little bit on your finger and rub it on your tooth, it gives you relief for a day or so.
Oh. I'll be trying anything.
Then what do you do when you got toothache?
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get sorted out next week. And I'm going to get my teeth done as well. Yay! Yeah. No, I've had penicillin and everything, but I'm so tough that I knock that penicillin back, so I've got stronger stuff now.
Yeah. Whereabouts is the tooth? No, don't say in your mouth.
It's in this box. No, it's just at the back there, lower.
Oh, the back ones are hard, don't you? Yeah. You can't pull them out, can you?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was saying to Rod before.
How many did you pull out yourself when you were a kid?
I can remember wobbling a few to get the sixpences from the fairies.
I wobbled a few as well to get them.
You know, like
under your pillow.
But there's something aesthetically pleasing now. You've taken me back now to like having a little wobble of your tooth, wasn't there? Yeah. There was something. It was almost like, you know that you're in like sort of no man's land. You know,
it's pocket money, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you deliberately wobbled it to get it looser and looser till you can pull it out.
I can feel it now. Between me thumb and index finger.
Have you kept it
rolling
that long?
It round? Yeah.
Right, I'm going to share a fellow poet with you just for a little bit this morning, Keith.
Okay.
Fellow poet, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, a good poet.
And he comes up with punchlines as well. That's
absolutely.
What made me think of it.
Yeah, possibly with a bit more strength.
No, I don't know. I won't do the voice.
Good.
Go on.
I'll try. Yeah, maybe we could try.
I done wrestled an alligator. I done toot. I done wrestled an alligator. I done tussled with a whale. Only last week I murdered a rock and injured a stone. I hospitalized a brick. I'm so mean, I make medicine sick. Wasn't he brilliant?
Very good, he was, right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so quick, not just with his hands.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, good. He had some really, really good retorts.
He really did. He was a difficult man to interview and try and top.
No, you wouldn't be able to do that. No. Yeah, you'd be on the canvas, wouldn't you? A couple of sentences, bang.
Okay, so that one. And it had the punchline, didn't it?
It did.
Obviously, he's had inspiration from you in the past.
Well, I didn't realise I was one till you called me. But I am, apparently. I am a punchline poet. I just thought I was... I was playing my trade as a lavatorial humorist.
Well, there we are.
Well, actually, I thought I was very highbrow. Yeah, I thought people would be studying this at A level in
Monday
years to come.
I mean, your stuff written down is worth studying, as I've said to you.
It's when you get closer to it and you can actually read it.
Yeah. It does leave me in awe. Like, how long is it going to be?
Like,
yeah. Right, what's your first one?
Okay, I'm not religious at all. Don't know whether anybody else is here, but this is called Ascension Day. Between the cornflakes and the aspirin, the dog rough and the smooth, dental floss and parking fines, each day tongue in groove, we inhaled each other's laughter, even coughed in a similar key. I was thrown together for you, but you were made for me. I grew to like our mutual friends, the ones you'd known since school. The lunchtime boob job looked the biz. You were hot with a side order of cool. And then one day, there you were, gone. I found a note inside the biscuit jar. The postman saw you leave with a bloke in a dress and a fish symbol on his car. I suppose I should have seen the warning signs. The pipe organ, the lack of warm embraces. Hours in the toilet having spiritual experiences, allowing me to test your faith on a daily basis. The random acts of kindness after smashing up my train set, passing up the chance to belly dance. I did wonder why he was always here unblocking your drains. I should have kicked him in the cloisters when I had the chance. So it seemed I was losing everything. You, the plot, me head. And because you said suffering is the only path to truth, I listened to a whole CD by Simply Red. But still, I'm none the wiser as to why you drove away that day. But I must thank your God for Connie from the Chippy and Lucy, Mandy, Jackie, Jenny, Jill, Louise and Faye.
You have been successful in some ways, Keith, I presume.
I have to hasten to add that none of these are from real life experiences. They're just ambitions.
Muhammad Ali, you don't want no pie in the sky when you die. You want something here on the ground while you're still around. More from Keith in a moment.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morton's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door.
Okay, Keith Wilson is my special guest. He's our punchline poet. Did I put a burden on your shoulders, Keith, when I started labelling you that?
Oh, most definitely. But I've had worse labels, so I was quite happy to carry that mantle.
Okay. So, what have you been doing this week? Been busy?
No, I've just been looking at the four walls and feeling sorry for myself.
And writing. Oh, because of your toothache.
Yeah. Well, I do that anyway, but the toothache didn't help me. It just enhanced my mournfulness. Apart from the single coming out on Monday, I forgot about that. But
which single is this, Keith, coming out on Monday?
It came out last... It's on digital download. It's called Resist.
And it's
by Keith Wilson and the Spiritualists.
Keith Wilson and the Spiritualists.
I've heard they're very good. Yeah. Apart from that,
Well, we played it on this show a couple of weeks ago.
Well, no, it only came out on Monday, so...
But we played it.
You haven't played it yet.
Well, was the one we played that you said was your latest single, then?
I might have been telling fibs. I'm not entirely sure.
So this is another latest single.
That was another one. That was last week's. No, that was from last year. That one, I think.
And with your toothache being the main source of conversation,
yeah.
Do people still get gum boils?
Gum boils?
Yeah.
I've no idea.
No. Can you remember the rhyme?
Go on.
Don't remember it. We used to. How much oil does a gum boil boil if a gum boil could boil oil?
Brilliant. I don't remember that one, but yeah. Did people used to show their gum boils? The people used to go, oh, look at this.
Yeah, you'd say to your mate, you've seen this gum boil.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, yeah. That's how endearing.
Roy Bassett's riveted with this conversation.
I've just nudged him, he's woke up now.
No, I'm just that classic Billy Butler moment there, and he said, I believe you've got a new song out, yeah. Who's it by?
Because he's got a group, that's why. It's not by Keith Wilson, it's by Keith Wilson and the Spiritualists.
It's very spiritual.
You see, yeah. I don't have to explain to you any of my comments.
No.
Brass knows.
Probably because they're not explainable.
Okay, Keith, what's your next one?
The next one, it's another bit of relationship advice, I think. It's called The Girl I'll Never Forget.
Yeah. I mean, have you been packed in quite a few times?
Because, never.
Well, never?
Never.
Because a lot of your poems do relate to knockbacks and bin-bagged and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I just
and like yearning,
to provide...
yearning for a love you could never realise.
Yeah, I just like to carry, you know, to try and help out my friends.
Yeah.
Are
you one of these people, Keith, and I know there are, who pulls birds by sympathy?
No. I'd like to say not. No. I'm just me, you know, being dashing, daring and outrageously handsome usually just does enough for me.
I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I was going to say, and almost having all my own teeth.
Yeah. What's next?
Sometimes you hear things, sometimes you mishear things, and it gives you a little spark of an idea. And obviously I speak to Rod and Roy a lot. Anyway, this is called The Girl I'll Never Forget. How could I forget, you know, what's her name? The girl from, was it number 63? She had long red hair, or was it short and blonde? Always drinking coffee. Or was it tea? She used to love playing tennis or badminton. Or was it chess? Wore jeans and a leather jacket. Or was it beads and a cheesecloth dress? She could sing any song with her mouth shut. Or was it play the piano with her toes? Loved a bit of eyebrow dancing. Or was it whistling through her nose? You know, she made jam at the Women's Institute. Or was it baskets in the long-stay institution? Used to like a game of drunken twister. Or was it spin the bottle on the Lazy Susan? She liked a bit of stand-up comedy. Or was it lots of sit-down meals? Always wore a sensible flat shoe. Or was it slingbacks and high heels? Had a thing about sailors and industrial rope. Or was it a passion for skipping? She could yoga all day without farting. Or was it origami without ripping? She sat next to me once on the bus, or was it opposite me on the train? Sent me a postcard from somewhere in France, or was it that letter bomb from Spain? Anyway, you know the one I'm talking about. Air with the House in Mustique. Or is it Middlesbrough or Manchester? Oh, it doesn't really matter now. It's our decree absolute next week.
As usual, excellent quality, Keith. And where can we, if there's any left anywhere, can we obtain any books of these missives of genius?
Well, there's one wedging open the bathroom door. slightly used one owner. I've got the builders in. You know, they haven't finished the job yet on the website, but it will be up and running probably in the next 7 days. www.onekeithwilson.com.
Okay, one as a word.
One.
Number one, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, someone else did that. It wasn't me. I'm not that arrogant.
Are all these poems featured in your books, or have these been exclusive to the Billy Butler Show on Liverpool Live?
Well, you know, the books, I think, largely, there's stump stuff that I do in the live stand-up poetry things, and when the gear goes wrong when I'm playing with the band. we've got a long-standing relation, haven't we, Bill? And a lot of them were written for your shows.
Yeah, and the relation was long standing. We found out he's been dead 38 years. This is why he's long standing. No, I was just toying with the idea with you doing these things every 2 weeks. Maybe a book called Punchline Poetry by Keith Wilson might be a good move.
Based on an idea by Billy Butler.
Well, I wouldn't dream of saying that, but if you insist.
It'd be an A4.
It's 10%.
Yeah. A 4.
We missed a remark there, Roy.
Feel as though there's a 10% coming.
Okay. Wasn't even thinking that. But it just shows you where Roy's coming from. That idea occurred to him, doesn't it?
It's the life we live now, isn't it, really? We've got to look at, yeah.
Okay. One more from Muhammad Ali. One more from Muhammad Ali. Stay in college, get the knowledge. Stay there till you're through. If they can make penicillin out of mouldy bread, they can sure make something out of you.
Oh. Tell you what, if you'd have closed your eyes then, you still wouldn't have had a clue, would you?
Thanks a lot, Keith. See you in a fortnight, mate.
Cheers. See you later. Bye.
Billy Butler on Liverpool Live with Morden's Dairies. Tradition, trust and service with a smile to your door. Liverpool
Live. If you enjoy my podcast, there's more over the next few weeks. Don't forget to subscribe. Click the link below. It's free. Liverpool Live.